from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the 12, "Fear no one. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be made known. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim from the rooftops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather be afraid of the ones who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs of your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus
Christ. Father Andrew Scopes was an early missionary priest in our diocese. In 1840, we were still part of the Diocese of Philadelphia, and the bishop put out a plea to priests in Germany and Austria that he was looking for German-speaking priests to come and minister to some of the German immigrants who lived in his diocese. Father Scopes had been ordained in Austria in 1830, and in 1840, he left behind family, friends, everything he was familiar with, and he came to the Diocese of Erie. He ministered down in Venango County between Lucinda, Freiburg, Leeper, in that area. And in those days, those weren't little towns yet. It was just a smattering of farms here and there. He had no rectory. He had to stay in the farmhouses he visited. And he would visit them several times a year, celebrate Mass for them, hear confessions, baptize any new babies. It had to be a difficult and lonely life. He traveled between them in areas that was mostly forest on a very narrow trail. And one December day in 1852, in the midst of a bitter snowstorm, his horse threw him, and he lay on the ground with a badly broken right leg for a day and a half before anyone found him. And as a consequence of that accident, he walked the rest of his life with a very bad limp. He was pastor at St. Michael's in Freiburg from 1842 until 1863, when at the age of 70, Bishop Mullen transferred him and made him pastor of St. Joseph Parish in Sharon. The Germans in Freiburg protested loudly, but the assignment held. Today's gospel is part of a larger gospel in which Jesus is telling his disciples, number one, do not be afraid. Your Father will take care of you. But then what follows, and is not recorded here, is that he tells them that we have to be faithful, not just in the good times, but also in the bad times. Father Scopes left behind family, everything he was familiar with. He came here amidst great hardship, lived a very lonely life, suffered from that accident every day of his life, and in his old age was taken away from people he was familiar with, and yet he never looked back. He was faithful in the dark times as he was in the good times. And that's the challenge of this gospel for you and me. Let me take a moment and tell you an anecdotal story about Father Scopes. He died a year after he went to Sharon. And when the farmers in Freiburg heard that he had died, several of them hooked up a team of horses to a buckboard, and they went to Sharon to bring Father Scopes's body back to Freiburg for the funeral and burial. When they got there, however, Bishop Mullen had come down from Erie on the train, and he said, "No, he's pastor of St. Joseph's in Sharon. The funeral will be here, and he'll be buried at St. Rose of Lima Cemetery in Sharon." And the Germans quietly bit their tongue. They went to the funeral mass. They went to the committal service at the cemetery. They got in the buckboard and headed back to Freiburg. However, this is a true story. They only went a mile out of town, and they pulled the buckboard into the woods, and they waited until nightfall. And when it got dark, they went back to St. Rose of Lima Cemetery. They dug up Father Scopez. They filled in the grave and smoothed it over, put him in the back of the buckboard, and drove him to Freiburg, where they had a funeral mass. And to this day, he's buried at St. Michael's Cemetery in Freiburg. It was a full year before the people in Sharon discovered that he wasn't in his grave. The moral of the story: don't ever underestimate a stubborn German.